Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, so this time tomorrow we'll be previewing game one of the American League Wild Card Series. And I got to ask you, the Scooble stuff, right? The fact that Scooble has not beaten Cleveland in probably his three biggest starts against Cleveland, game five last year and these last two games this year. Game five last year wasn't his best, but the two starts this year, his numbers were good. These two at the end of the year, he handed a 1-1 tie over to the bullpen, and they lost that one. And then he contributed to the meltdown.
Yes, he did.
In the 5-2 loss.
It was one earned run he gave up, but he gave up three, and you could say that they were linked to him.
Yep.
I think that's fair. But the last two games, it's 12 innings of work with two earned runs, four runs total, 11 hits in the 12 innings, five walks. It's really good, yep. But it's not the great Scooble we saw where you go back to earlier in the season, his starts against Cleveland, a complete game shutout, 13 strikeouts, two hitter. The Tigers won that one 5-0. And he had another start against Cleveland. It was the Tigers won it 7-2, but it took extra innings. He went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits, 10 strikeouts, no walks. So the first two games against Cleveland, he went 16 innings with 5 hits, no walks, and 23 strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is that they just didn't win those last two games. They didn't win the game last year. I feel like we should still have confidence in Scooble going up against Cleveland. It's the run support, though. It's the lack of run support, and you know it's finding a way to get their offensive mojo back, and you know the runs are at a premium postseason, everything's tight. Can they respond? Can they get back to what they were? Because it's such a far cry how good they were, and it's frustrating watching the other team like. The loss they had, one of the Cleveland losses, where they just let a guy swipe third with no throw.
Yeah.
Before, I think Flaherty was on the mound, before Flaherty even delivered the pitch. You know, they just let a guy swipe third. That's the kind of thing the Tigers were doing to others. And, you know, there's multiple examples of it. I just cited one where the little things, they're just not doing them anymore the way they were earlier in the year. And they stack up. The first to third stuff stacks up. The cutting off, like I feel like if the ball does fall when it's hit to left field, the Stephen Kwan's area, he'll cut it off to make sure it's not a double. It's only a single. He did that multiple times. I mean, he's also tracking down everything anyway. But you know, those small things add up and make a difference. And here we go. Tigers have got themselves in this position where not only did they not have home the first round bye, they don't have home field. Now they got to go on the road and play a team that's had their number. They made it much harder on themselves than
they
necessary.
Did. Of course they did. The second half of the season has been horrible for this team offensively. Their OPS in the second half, or post All-Star game anyway, was 701. You know, in the first half, the number was probably 50 points higher than that. It's not good. It's below average. They had 74 home runs in the 65 games played in the post All-Star game. pre-All-Star game, they played 97 games, and they had 124 home runs, and their OPS was 749. So things have changed, and unfortunately, they've changed for the All-Star players that haven't done the job. Riley Green, 694 OPS, and he's hitting 218. You look at Gleyber Torres, 659 OPS, hitting 223. Zach McKinstry, 656 OPS, hitting 213. And, you know, Javi Baez hitting 548 OPS with a 223 average. Had a nice game yesterday, but there it is. Trey Sweeney has offered nothing offensively for this team. A 401 OPS, a 137 batting average. And when you get ready to set the lineup for this team for the playoffs, I'm not going to be upset if Trey Sweeney is left off the lineup. I don't think he will.
Off the roster?
Off the roster, yeah. I don't think he will be. But it wouldn't be sure. It wouldn't bother me one bit if he was, because he's a liability at the plate. He's not hitting. And when you get guys like Justin Henry Molloy, he can get up there and give you a good at bat. Maybe I want to see more of him. Jamai Jones needs to be on this roster for the playoffs because he just kills left-handed pitching, and he's come up with some monster hits. But they need the core guys to get it done. Riley Green, Gleyber Torres, Zach McKinstry was a core guy in the first half of the season. If Zach McKinstry isn't going to get it done in the playoffs, what does it mean for his future with this team? And Spencer Torkelson needs to come up with a couple torque bombs.
Yeah. Yeah, the postseason roster is going to be interesting because it'll speak to where they truly are with some players that haven't been producing. Like, are they kind of done with them? If you're not on the postseason roster, it might be kind of done with you. And there could be some guys that have been here all year that they just say, you know what? We need to win now, and we don't think you're going to get the job done.
Well, in September, you're able to expand it to 28 men. Now you got to get back down to 26. So two guys are going to be dropped from it. We'll see what they end up doing, if it's going to be, you know, bolstering the bullpen, or do you just bolster the lineup? But because it's a short series, you don't have to have a ton of pitchers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
So maybe that's how they work.
248-539-9797 if you want to continue talking Tigers, who've gotten votes for champ and chump. People are happy that they did what they needed to do over the weekend to get into the postseason. Others aren't happy that they celebrated. Feels like it sent the wrong message. I'm not against the celebrating because I think they're trying to recapture some of the magic they had last year. And I think this was an effort to try and do that as much as anything. And I think they were authentically relieved because a postseason bid was in doubt there, and they had nobody to blame but themselves. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's better than moping or walking off or not acknowledging it, because then I feel like they'd already be done and they should be doing everything they can to try and win this damn series with the Guardians. And my champ of the weekend was Calvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. Injuries, whatever, he still did a great job yesterday and set up the offense with some short fields. I really, really like the job this guy's done.
My champ was the Detroit Lions special teams that did a great job. Jack Fox had five punts, averaged 44 yards a punt. All five went inside the 20-yard line. Jake Bates hit the 58-yard field goal and nailed the other field goal he had, plus all the extra points. And then Khalif Raymond returned a punt 65 yards for a touchdown. Also had a 30-yard return on a kickoff. Jacob Saliers had a 31-yard return on a kickoff as well. Special teams, very good for the Lions.
My jump of the weekend is Adonai Mitchell from the Indianapolis Colts, who went to celebrate on the 5-yard line and hold the football out with one hand. He dropped it, and then it proceeded to roll out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. No touchdown, loss of possession. Also had a holding call that nullified another one. My chump of the weekend.
Did they lose that game, Doug?
They did.
Yeah. That hurts.
Costly.
Very much so. My chump are the fans over at the Ryder Cup, Beth Page, that were the rowdy fans. There are plenty of great fans, but the unruly rowdy crowd with the FU Rory chants and just the people that cross the line, you suck.
It honestly, I wasn't as into it after I saw that. This is getting ugly, and I love all USA stuff, and I've come to love the Ryder Cup. It really took some fun out of it for me. I'm like, this is embarrassing. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.